Now, how much money is a child's life worth? £40,000, according to the Western Trust. 9-year-old Rachel Ferguson died in Alt McGelvin Hospital after she was given a lethal dose of intravenous fluid. She'd been admitted to have her appendix removed in 2001. Her death was investigated as part of the hypotremia inquiry. Earlier this week, her parents reached an out-of-court settlement with the Western Trust, but they've described the compensation as an insult and a disgrace. Rachel's mum, Marie. Is it Maura or Marie?
Marie.
Good morning, Marie. Is good morning, on the line with us now. Marie, tell us what happened here.
Well, Stephen, on Monday at the High Court, we were advised, well, my intention was to take it into court, but from the advice of my legal team, I was advised not to take it into court and to settle for the £40,000. Because had I taken it into court, then all other avenues would have been closed for me. As you know, Mr. O'Hara's report isn't out yet, so I don't know what's going to be in that report. So for my fight, for Rachel to go on, I had no choice but to settle out of court for £40,000. And when I came home that day, I sat down and worked it out. It was 4,647 days from the 9th of June 2001 to the 3rd of March 2014. £40,000 worked out at £8.61 per day that the trust has given me for the life of Rachel.
You can't really put any sum, though, on your daughter's life, can you? So no amount of money would compensate you.
That's right, Stephen. No amount of money would compensate me. But I think £40,000 is a complete and utter insult. Had I went into court, it would have been £11,800 for the loss of a child. And that's just not through a hospital or anything. That's all that a parent would get for a child. And I strongly believe that the law needs to change on this. On the statutory amount, it has to change. And what is the most horrendous thing that can happen to a family is a loss of a child.
Your 9-year-old daughter, she was 9 at the time she died, went into hospital with appendicitis, is that right, or something wrong with her appendix?
And we discovered at the inquiry and afterwards that she didn't even need her appendix out. My daughter was a healthy 9-year-old girl whose life was taken away by the hospital. Who gives them the right to say my daughter was worth £40,000? They put the price on her, not me. They don't know how this has impacted on me and my family.
You're clearly hurting and hurting really bad.
And any parent would.
I know, obviously. Obviously.
They don't know. They're not living in my shoes. They don't know what my life has been like this past 13 years. And anybody with a child, I'm sure, would understand. But for them to put a price on her, you know, when I sit back and think, it took them nearly 13 years to admit liability. And then they say that they couldn't apologise enough for what they've done. To me, they should never have given that apology now, because they've insulted me even more after Monday. They don't know. My heart is totally broke.
Well, what amount of money would have made you feel like it was an appropriate amount of money?
There is no amount of money, Stephen.
Well, precisely.
But, yes, exactly. Precisely. But at the end of the day, £40,000. If I had him at Dundee Court, I would have got £11,000 and £800. Who makes up this amount? You know, it's totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
But as they're only starting putting a price on £40,000, I think it should have been a hell of a lot more. For my pain and my suffering, for my boys. My boys was only weans. They lost out in their mother all those years. We should have been doing things together, but I had to fight for justice for my daughter, and I can't get that back again. I can't get their child years back again.
Rachel, we're thinking about you. And thank you for contacting us this morning. Marie. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, Stephen. Thank you.
Morning to you.